70,000 live events daily.
I'm talking 28 million downloads.
It's the number one ticket renting app on the App Store and worldwide.
If you don't know, now you know. We talking about that
SeatGeek. They got a bunch of artists like Javi, Bad Bunny, come on, Drake, Fade. The list continues. PZ. Theatrical events, sporting events, musical events. It's easy.
Guys, you know why we love SeatGeek? Because we're simple men, all right? We need simple things. Give it to us straight up, and SeatGeek does that, right? This is what they do, okay? You're looking to buy a ticket. You're like, man, I don't know if I'm getting a good deal or not. Don't worry about it. SeatGeek's got you. You know why? Because they're going to give you a green dot. That green dot, what'd that mean?
That mean good.
And if you see that red dot, what'd that mean?
It mean bad. Just so you guys know, anything goes. SeatGeek got it all. Dodger events, anything like that. And if you see Josh and myself at a game, at a concert, well, guess what? It's your lucky day. Drinks on us, food's on us, all that.
All of the above. On top of that, not only if you see us at a live event, right here, right now, we're giving you guys $20 off your first ticketed purchase by using the code
LAPLATICA.
Come on, man. You guys already know how it goes, man.
That's it. That's it. La Platica. $20 off your first ticketing purchase. That's it.
Guys, we are so excited about this episode. This episode right here is... It meant a lot to Sebas and I, and I'm very excited for you guys to see it and meet these guests that we have coming on. Yeah, man, that's it. And I'm going to just let the episode speak for itself.
Let them watch.
Come on, man, let them watch. We'll see you guys in 3.5 seconds.
Thank you to our amigos at SeatGeek for sponsoring today's episode. Nos vemos muy pronto.
Yes, sir.
Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Welcome, everybody, to La Platica, episode 136. Now, today's a special one, but before that, subscribe to the channel, notifications on. Yep. This is La Platica. Today's video is brought to you by our friends at SeatGeek.
SeatGeek.
Number one ticket rating app on the App Store.
Yes, sir.
And worldwide, baby. SeatGeek worldwide, baby.
Hey, you know how we do. We do it SeatGeek style.
Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring us.
And we are your hosts. The Josh Leyva.
Come on now.
And Sebastian Robles. Yes, on sir. Instagram, you can find us at The Josh Leyva.
Don't forget the V, my boy.
And I, Sebas.
Don't forget the I.
Okay? Today we have two special guests, Josh Leyva.
Yeah.
You want to introduce them?
Oh, man. Do I ever. You guys seen them on social media. Woo! They're taking over the internet. These fools are international superstars, my boy. We got the fools in medicine. Woo! In the his house. Man.
Irving and Alexis.
Thank you,
sir.
What up, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Wow, the one and onlys.
Future doctors in the building, sir. My future doctors.
I don't need insurance anymore. I got the boys now.
Yeah, we got you.
Damn, bro. Damn, bro. Dude, I want to say you guys have done an incredible job at like building a brand around you guys. And I think that has to do with like who you guys are, one, right? And the story you guys have been able to tell and inspire people. Like you guys, man, you guys are just crushing it, man. We met you guys at the soccer game. It was for the Messi game, right? Yep. We got to meet them for the first time.
The Galaxy
game. The Galaxy game, yeah. And bro, I'm just like, I'm proud of you guys. I just want to start by saying that. Like, I'm genuinely proud of you guys.
Extremely, guys. Es un orgullo ser mexicano standing next to you guys.
Yeah, bro.
Sitting.
Yeah, yeah.
First, I'd like to thank you guys for this opportunity, and it's an honor that we're in the number one Latino podcast in the world right now.
Hey, man.
I can't believe we just said that.
I can't believe we just said that.
I just wanted to get that out the way, man. Right,
first things first.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Well, gracias.
Yeah, man, of course, bro.
And yeah, I mean, we met at the soccer game. And
yeah.
You guys are just freaking dope, man. So genuine, and honestly, we appreciate that. As well, because thankfully, you know, Foods and Medicine has been taking off, but
yeah, bro,
we're kind of new to this, you know, and honestly, like navigating obviously our med school stuff, but then now this social media stuff that we obviously take serious because we do know, you know, a lot of people have been motivated and impacted in a positive way.
100%.
Massively. Massively.
Yeah, we're trying.
All right, first things first. So you guys went to med school. You guys were in med school before you guys started the social media thing, or was that kind of in the same time simultaneously happening?
Yeah, so we're actually in med school right now.
Okay, okay, yeah.
And
which a lot of people think you guys are already doctors, right? But that's not necessarily the case. You guys getting there.
We're really close. And to be honest, when our account popped off was like the busiest time of med school.
Damn.
Like, there's this thing called clerkships, but like, it was so hard that we, I don't even know. Like, it's just crazy that we, like, our account popped off during that time. And we were just kind of recording ourselves and just doing our everyday thing. And then when we had the chance, we'd put it out there. Definitely. And then,
yeah.
Was it the video of We're Fools of Medicine, blah, blah, blah? Was it like that? Was it that video?
That one was after.
That was after. So you got, yeah. Damn. Yeah. So that even took you guys even further.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, when we got that one, when we put that one out, I think we had like 98,000 followers or something like that. And then that one got us to like 200.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, it was weird because there was a time when we were in these clerkships and clinicals and it was like, you know, 5 a.m. to whatever time you finished, like 7 p.m., 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Tired, and you still, you know, we still have to go home and study and stuff. It's just a crazy year. That's like the hardest year of medical school.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think a couple of times, like, there'll be days, maybe weeks, where Irvin and I weren't even like communicating because we were just both so busy in the middle of it. And then, you know, we just literally just, damn, I'm going through this, and we just put out a video like yes, it's tough, but you know, everybody out there, like, you got this. Just trying to be inspirational and motivational to anybody else going through something like this out there. And we were both just putting out videos, you know, on our page, and just like both
separately,
yeah. Oh, sure. Like, not even like, bro, like, just, it was just coming out organically from the heart, and it would just come out. And yeah, thankfully, like, people were inspired, motivated, and
yeah.
I mean, we 100%. Had a couple of weird comments here and there, like, you know,
that's
like,
the internet, bro.
Well, yeah, that's social media.
Yeah. That's the internet. Yeah.
But the positive ones, just
of course, outweigh, man.
Outweigh
by a thousand, by a trillion. Yeah.
Man, just looking at you guys, I'm just so proud of who you guys are, and just even when we met at the Galaxy game, we already knew who you guys were prior.
Yeah.
So how you use the word prior instead of before?
Wow,
smart, yeah. Ass fools,
man. Hey, they're rubbing off on you, G.
Thanks, Alexis. The first thing I told you, I was like, damn, those guys are fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, they're so fucking cool, genuine, humble. You can tell that you guys, I don't know. I always say, tell people that I have this gift, and it's I can see somebody's face and know who they are.
Mm.
And it's just like, just nothing but positive energy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we were just like, bro, we got to have them on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And not only the audience back at home, and we want to thank you guys because you guys kind of alley-ooped it as well. They've been nonstop recommending you guys on the pod. So, first of all, thank you. I know you guys go to school and you guys are probably busier than me and Josh combined.
100%.
100%.
I know you guys are busy too. No, don't
so to have some professional students here is an honor for Josh and myself.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate that. Let's take it back just a bit. Who was Irving and Alexis in high school? Like you guys seem like obviously really smart, intelligent, respectful young men. But how were you guys in high school? You guys didn't play body shots in the bathroom stall or anything?
I reacted like that because I want Irva to tell us a little story.
Tell us a story.
No.
Didn't know each other. Okay.
We met in medical school.
Oh, shit. Like, okay, cool.
2.5 years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, Irvin.
You know, he's got some stories.
What's the story? I'm assuming he's been waiting for you to tell his story, so I'm excited.
So I actually, to be honest, in high school, I was kind of figuring my things out. So, like, I was doing a lot better. Like, but, like, right before high school was when it was kind of bad, you know? Like, we were doing body shots, like, in the bathrooms.
And by the way, guys, we're not talking about tequila body shots, yeah. Right? We're talking about hands and fists, my boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
Like, a lot of people might not know that.
Yeah, a lot of people might not know what body shots is.
True.
So for me, and I'm assuming it's similar to you guys, so I was raised in Norwalk right here in LA, mm-hmm. and then I was raised in Murrieta, Temecula, which is the IE, so I repped the IE hard.
Come on now.
And I repped LA hard as well.
Stand up. What's up?
I don't know if there's just like little kids like us, like little boys, we have too much testosterone at that moment.
We're trying to fight.
We just wanted to fight.
I'm trying to fight.
So what we would do is we'd pick people, or people would pick us, or you know, blah blah blah, and then we'd go in the bathroom stalls and we'd do body shots. Body shots is
you
just throw
only
putazos
on the bodies, you avoid the face.
You throw putazos for a couple seconds, whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins, and you just kind of like let that out, right?
Yeah. Or you would slap box where you could hit the face, but it was only slaps.
Mm-hmm. Which is so crazy. I wonder if that's still a thing.
It has to be.
Anyways, continue your story. Sorry, Irving.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because I actually, when I was in eighth grade, I got expelled from school because I had like we kind of had like a whole Fight Club thing going on.
No shit.
What? Yeah.
This fool was a leader.
What was the first rule?
Rule? I mean, there was no rules really. That's like, the first I was rule. Just a cameraman, you know? So like,
we set up
fights. And then they would be in the bathroom, in the hallways, like after school, like wherever. And then essentially like the school basically found out. And then I got expelled from school. And it was just crazy because like they expelled me from school for like 45 days, which is like
damn,
a quarter of the year.
Yeah.
But then they called me back like a week later and they were like, hey, like, and this was actually a turning point for me, to be honest, because they called me back in. Like a week later, my parents were hella pissed too during this time because they were like, no quieres estudiar, ahora vamos a chingarle. Like they would take me to work like every day and that shit sucked. That shit fucking sucked. Like every mm-hmm. like I was at working while my friends and stuff were at school. But the school called me back in and so they were like,
what you were doing though for work?
I was doing like agriculture type thing.
Oh, yeah. Like in the farms and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this time it wasn't in the farm, but it was like in the woods. So
in the woods,
sure. Yeah, yeah, it's like different. Like, so I grew up in Washington, and there's like different types of agriculture. Like,
damn, you cutting down trees and shit.
Washington State,
yeah, yeah, it's like picking leaves up, kind of. Shit.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
like because the seasons are like very seasonal out there. Like when it,
yeah, right? it's a little more stable because it's like they'll have that for like 7 months out of the year or something like that, or actually longer.
Yeah,
but But anyways, I was just doing that. And then the school called me back in and they were like, yo, like, you know what? We, you know, I know you're expelled or whatever, but we want to give you an opportunity. Like, you know, you have all these leadership skills, like these camera skills, all these things. You're just doing the wrong thing with it.
Oh,
like,
shit. Damn. The school noticed this?
This was like my vice principal or something like that. Yeah, or the principal. Wow. Yeah, because, you know, somehow I was able to rally up hella people to go fight and, like, go watch a fight and do all this shit.
You were, like, the promoter.
Yeah, like, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're able to do all these things, which is great leadership skills. You're just doing the wrong thing.
Wrong direction.
Yeah, and so then they offered me, they were like, we'll let you back to school, like, if you join the leadership class. And then after that, like, I started hanging around.
Wow.
Like, I was in class with, like, kids who were actually doing well in school, and then that kind of rubbed off on me. And then I was like, oh, man, you know what? I'm going to try hella hard in school. And then that after that, like, my grades just started going up and everything.
Wow, that's an incredible story, actually.
That's crazy.
Washington State, wow. Yeah. You're not from Washington State, right?
No, I'm from South Central.
There you go.
Bro, you can hear it in his voice. He's from South Central.
Yeah, first of all, shout out to South Central. Shout out to Washington State. I got family in Washington State.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to Tacoma. Shout out to Puyallup. You feel me?
Yeah, that's where I'd go to the swap meet, like, every weekend.
In Puyallup? Oh, Tacoma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulga.
Yeah, I got family out there. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's dope.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I want to go. Yeah. I heard it's beautiful, right?
Like, yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Seattle.
Yeah.
I've only been to Seattle, Tacoma, Puyallup. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Puyallup.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a famous thing where you go, they don't, like, people don't go as much to, like, say, a Starbucks. They go to, like, these little areas where
they're coffee shops,
but the girls are in bikinis.
Oh, bikini baristas. Yeah. That's a huge thing.
That's like a huge thing out there. Yeah. Wow. You'll go get a coffee and the girls are in bikinis.
Bro, I've also seen on TikTok where there's like these, like, in other states, there's like places where they make like crazy energy drinks. So they'll make like monsters with like cherry syrup and creamer. And
you know,
like,
about that, Irby?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a whole thing, bro. It's kind of crazy.
It's pretty popular. Yeah, like everyone be showing up to class with those things.
Yeah, like soda is like super popular out there as well, too. They have like different concoctions of soda. Notice how I said concoctions. I'm around doctors, fool. Wow. I'm around doctors.
Wow.
What does, fool?
Wow, well, that's an incredible story. And then just
you know, high school, you kicked ass. Like, you were like all about school and like,
yeah. Well, honestly, I got a fucking fire lit up my ass, to be honest, during that time, because when I was 15, I tried to apply for a job.
Yeah.
And when I went there, they asked for my social security, and then that's when I realized that I'm undocumented and I don't
that's
when
you realized,
yeah, like, I always knew I was born in Mexico, but I didn't really know
what that means. That you're like, okay, I was born in Mexico.
And I went home to my parents and I asked my dad and my mom, I was like, yo, like, can you give me my social security? And they were like, you don't have one.
That's crazy, bro. It's almost like finding out you're adopted or something. Like,
bro, that shit like tore my heart apart, because this was my freshman year in high school and I had finally started like trying in school, and I actually had really good grades. I had like straight A's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to think about like college and all that stuff for like the first time. And then my parents were like, you don't have a social security. Like, you know, you don't have papers, like all that stuff. And then I honestly got really upset with them, and I got mad at them. And yeah, that shit just sucked. But like literally like 1 month after that, like, well, first off, I told myself, like, I'm not coming back to school. Like, this is a fucking waste of my time. Like, why would I go to school if I can't even get a job? Like, if I can't get a job, there's no way I can go to college.
Wow, I've never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty deep.
And so literally 1 month later, DACA was announced. Wow. It was like in June. And I remember we were literally like there watching it with my parents, like them announcing it. And I was like, what the fuck? And so literally just because that was announced, I stayed in school and I was like, I'm gonna come back to school. And I tried even harder. Damn, I was like, I'm gonna go become a doctor and all this stuff. And then after that, I just gave it my all at school. And
damn, good for you, Irvin. Good for you.
Bro, what a fucking story, man. Story.
Damn, I got that's the chills insane. Low key.
A month later, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What are your parents like? How are they feeling about this whole, you know, you being UCLA now and the position you're in now?
Man, I mean, they're proud. And to be honest, it took them a while to understand what this meant. You know, like even after I graduated high school, they were already thinking I'm in med school, but that's like a long way.
Damn.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
And they relied on me and my brother a lot to like help them out with work and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They don't speak English. So,
yeah.
You know, they really relied on us. So there was at first, a lot of tension where I was like, I need to do my homework or I need to do school. And they would be like, no, like, come work, come help us out, like, all this stuff. And so that was really hard. And I know a lot of people out there probably go through that too. But after some time, then eventually they started to realize, oh, you know what, like, Irvin really wants this and he's actually good at it. Like, he can actually get good grades. And as started getting awards, all those things, accepted to schools, then they were like,
full scholarships.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're like, damn, like, I guess this is a huge deal. Especially when we were like on Univision and Telemundo stuff, like I feel like that's the point.
Solidified. That's all you need, bro.
That's the point where they're like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
Chingon is the way. Like, you know, like it was
right,
I think one of my dreams is to be on Univision and or like on Primer Impacto or something so my mom can see.
That solidifies.
That's crazy, bro. That's incredible. Good for you guys, man. And then you being from South Central, like obviously, I'm assuming that you got really good grades too, because I know both of you go to UCLA.
And both of you guys are on scholarship, right?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know, it's a blessing, honestly. Thankfully for the hard work we've put in, but also all the sacrifices and all the hard work our families has made as well.
Because
definitely wouldn't be here without their support.
Yeah.
And on, you know, but yeah, I mean, growing up in South Central and stuff, you know, it has its own things as well.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm proud and I will forever represent coming from South Central, and I think that growing up there like made me who I am now.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, definitely it's fair share of obstacles and challenges. Mm-hmm. But I was always in the school, like I was always, like you mentioned, like, you know, I did get good grades. I was always I wanted to be a smart fool.
Oh shit.
Studious
fool.
You know, and
studious?
Studious ass fool.
You see the glasses, my boy?
Yeah, exactly. The spectacles.
You see the spectacles, my boy?
Is that what they're called?
This is a big word episode, my boy.
But yeah, I mean, I think for me, I had nothing crazy like getting expelled, but I had a turnaround story kind of thing where I was also kind of acting up in school, like getting in fights and stuff myself.
Body shots.
body shots in the classroom, like fighting inside, literally in the classroom and stuff. And
damn.
Like they called my mama once, you know, like to come, like, hey, your son's acting up. You need to sit in the classroom with him, like, you know, and stuff. And at some point, my mom was literally going to the class to sit in class with me.
No way. Make sure you're behaving.
Exactly. She's sitting in the back and shit. And
no damn.
That's how bad it kind of got.
Wow. Yeah,
literally. Bro. And while we were having these meetings, like I'd always see my mom like hella sad, obviously, like, and she'd be like crying and shit. And then, I was like, that shit broke me apart. I was like, yo, like I'd never want to see my mama cry again because of me. Like, and after that, I was like, you know what? Like, F this. I don't know what in me told me, like, as a little dude, like, nah, bro, like, F this, like, take this serious. Like, just make my mama proud. I was like, I just want to make my mama proud. I know she works hard for me and my little brothers. Like, nah, that's it. And yeah, for that, after that moment, I was like, nah, that's it, bro. I'm taking this school thing serious. I'm getting good grades. If that's just like making my mama proud, that's what it's gonna be for. And
it takes a lot for an individual, like especially at that age, to kind of flip the switch.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And to really take charge and head in that direction.
Yeah, because
that's another thing.
You basically told yourself, let me be a man.
Yeah.
Early. And that's the thing. Like, that's really hard to do when you're 17, 18 years old. Hell yeah,
for sure.
Like, super. You don't even think about that, you know? Because there's times where you're like, okay, I'm getting in trouble. You know, I get bad grades. I got to send my report card to my parents so they can sign it. You know, be that kind of kid. And I know about that kind of kid because that's me.
Yeah.
And, but to tell yourself, like, all right, I'm done with that, that takes a lot of power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure. I agree. And sometimes I do wonder and think about that sometimes, like, damn, like I wonder what it was, what in me at that age.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I'm happy for
it's a calling, of course, bro. Like, you're destined for more, man.
That moment in your life is why you're at where you're at right now.
Literally, exactly.
Isn't that magical?
Super. And that's why I'm like,
that's incredible. And both of you had that in you. And both of you have crazy ass stories. That's insane.
What was the interaction when you guys like first met? Like, they're like, "What's up, fool? What's up?"
I went up to this fool.
I'm a fool of medicine.
I went up to
perfect. Say that one more time for the camera.
He was waiting to tell you guys that for like a month already.
Oh, that's funny. That's kind of how it happened, though, Josh. How you know?
No way. Yeah, I was there, G.
I was there, G.
In the bushes. In the back.
I was. We were kicking it. It was a school event.
Yeah.
There's a story behind that. Let's backtrack a bit.
All right.
So pretty much in our med school, we're in our class, there's like 175 people roughly.
Wow, that's like not a lot, right?
Yeah, for a med school class size, it's like a little bit in the upper limit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But for us it's like 175 in the class, and then Latinos for our class. Our school is also like an outlier in terms of like the diversity.
Yeah, UCLA, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
super.
I think the idea is like matching kind of like the population that we're in LA, which is super diverse, right? Mm-hmm. But some med schools out there,
they don't think like that.
And they don't even have like a lot of Latinos like that. And we've realized that through our platform, like, yo, like, damn, that's crazy. You guys have Latinos out there. Like, it's just me or it's just me and some other person in the school, you know?
And even other ethnicities, right? Like, I'm sure they have the same kind of feeling.
Yeah. So, but in our class, you know, 175 and then roughly maybe like, 25 Latinos?
Like 25
Latinos.
In your whole class?
Yeah. In our class,
But that's actually really good.
And that's like a lot. That's considered like a lot.
Yeah, usually
because it's UCLA.
It's usually like 3 or 5.
Wow.
You know, or even less.
Shout out to UCLA for that then.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. They created medicine, kind of. But all right, so one day I was just getting to class in the morning, you know, parked in the parking lot. There's like this parking lot that's kind of like maybe half a mile to a mile away from our building. And then I'm just minding my business, and then I'm having my earphones on, and then I just hear like rum, 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 like in the parking lot and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Someone got a V8 out here? What's going on? Like,
and then you pull up in a Hellcat.
And I'm walking, and then I see like some dude in a 5.0 Mustang with with his hat backwards and stuff, you know?
Yeah, sick ass food.
Just literally, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, damn, this fool.
Got that 5.0.
Yeah, like, that's a sick ass fool right there. Like, that's what's up. Yeah. And then just this fool steps on it, like,
at UCLA?
Yeah. In the parking lot.
Hey, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Fuck.
Bumping corridos and shit. And I'm like, yo. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? That's what's up. Like, you know, like, we didn't know each other at all, but I was rooting for him.
Bro,
you know?
That's
like,
sick,
like,
bro.
Man, that's what's up. Like, I fuck with that, you know, because you don't see that.
Absolutely
at all.
Not,
like, you don't. Like, that thing was, it caught me so off guard. I was like, bro, all my years.
You're like, shit, am I back in the hood? What's going on?
A part of me was happy when that happened, you know, because I'm like, damn, like, I relate. Like, I don't know. Going to CSUN all these years, like, I never had that experience. And then out of nowhere, like, anyways, walking to class, and then I'm just sitting there, whatever, and then I look at the door, and this fool walks in the class, literally with the hat back.
The 5.0 fool.
I'm like, the 5.0 fool, and I'm like, what the fuck? Was that him? Because I didn't really see his face that good. And I was like, I think that's him, though. I think that was that fool in the 5.0.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then maybe that day, a couple of days later, there was like a first-generation event at our school. Everyone who's like first-generation, that's like what the event was made for. And then, like, I was there, I pulled up, and he was there, and then I seen him again. We hadn't interacted yet at that point. This was maybe, like, 2-3 weeks in the school. So I'm like, bro, I think that was him. Like,
yeah.
I'm about to walk up to this fool right now. And then yeah,
bang
just,
on him.
I'm just like, yeah, like, hey, what's up with this fool? Because like, I don't know, like, you know, like, there's like a certain like swag,
yeah, that, yeah,
you know, you kind of
demeanor, like, bro. You feel it like an energy,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
You and felt like he was one of you,
exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, you're in med school, and I would dress like that too, and nobody else would, you know. Yeah, what I mean, yeah. It was just different, like it was. So then, I just walked up to. I thought he was from LA at first, just because I felt like he had that style and stuff. And yeah. So I walked up to him, and I'm like, hey, bro, by any chance, like, you got a Mustang? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, no way, I seen you. Boom, and that kicked off the whole conversation. Wow. That was it. Yeah.
Damn. What song were you bumping when you pulled up?
Vivo con tres animales.
To be honest, I don't remember.
Imagine UCLA. Vivo con tres. That'd be so hard, bro. Hey, that's a TikTok.
Hey, you guys got to recreate the moment you guys met. Oh, my God. That story would be so sick, bro.
We'll film it for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be super dope, bro.
Backwards hat. Yeah. All that shit.
You still got the 5.0?
Yeah, I do.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, but it's crazy because... like he was saying, like the higher you go up in your education, the less
diversity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, really? Way less.
Yeah.
And so even though it might not seem like a big deal, like, oh, you know, you go to the gym or whatever and you see like hella fools there or whatever, or hella people with their hats backwards or whatever. But when you're in this space and you see that, it's like, what the heck? It's just like, what?
Yeah.
You know? Bro, so you guys are in med school, right? Like people are dropping out like left and right? Do you guys see that? Is it like that kind of culture of it, or are people like sticking through it all the way out?
In med school, it's different because it's kind of like once you're in, you're in.
Gotcha. You
know? And it's the hardest thing is getting there. Like,
got it.
Like most people, like the majority of people, do not get to med school. Like, it's super, super hard to get in.
Wow.
But once you're in, they literally told us on their first day of class, they're like, the only reason why you're not going to become a doctor is if you choose this is not what you want to do.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. So what are the stages of it? So it's like, obviously you go through your bachelor's, right? Mm-hmm. And then is there something in between that?
Usually people take something called a gap year or gap years, or they call them enrichment years.
You okay, Shabazz?
Yeah, I know.
We're both
you good. No, hey, can we prescribe him something, dude? Exactly. Can we get him some fucking
compressions?
Yeah, I was coughing right now, and I was like, you know when you like swallow your own spit y se va para el otro hoyo?
Yeah.
And then you like really cough? I was like, stop doing that right now. We're live.
Bro, I have a question because you mentioned CPR. I heard, I don't know if this is true, you can debunk this. I heard when they're doing CPR, they do it off the beat of Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's a good rhythm to have.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Yeah.
You know what? I think they also...
sign me up from med school. Where do I sign up?
Hey, they're ready. I wonder if you can do this one.
Vivo con tres animales.
I think they recently said that a Bad Bunny song works for it.
Oh, no way.
Is it Titi Me Preguntó?
So there's certain cadence. That seems a little faster.
You have to Google this, but there's a Bad Bunny song that they're like, hey, that one works too.
Yeah.
But then somebody like turning up. Like,
yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
There's a serious situation. And you're like, yeah. I mean, that could be saving someone's life though. So yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
When it comes to somebody getting into medical school, what's like the process, right? Like somebody could get, like you can start, obviously graduate high school, gotta be a high school graduate, right? You can go get your AA like at a community college.
With GED too. Someone can go back, get their GED. So someone out there.
Like drops out of high school.
Exactly, drops out, you wanna get your GED, bro, you could still be a doctor.
Bro, that's cool.
Wow. Man.
Okay, so GED, then you get your AA.
Right.
Then you get your BA.
Yep.
Then you go through your what was the word you said?
We have these things called gap years that most people take.
Like, okay.
So basically, during that time, you kind of just you work on your application or you make yourself more competitive. So like a lot of people do like research or like volunteer work or work somewhere that makes their application look better, and then you apply to medical school, and then the medical school process is like. The application process is like a whole year pretty much. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So during that time is what you're doing. That's what you're doing that, right? Like you're kind of making yourself more like competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a big exam you have to take called the MCAT.
Pharmacy exam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Most it's like of the people bar, take right?
the... Yeah,
for doctors?
Like the LSAT, like the LSAT for law school.
Damn. It's like the exam you take to get into medical school.
And it's a hard as exam.
Is there like one question in there that's like extremely easy that you're like, oh, okay, they're just...
I mean, if it's like a like find a like element on the periodic table, and I don't know if
you wouldn't get that.
That's too easy, huh?
Yeah. No, it's a,
like if you presented me that test right, I dropped out of college, right? If you presented me that test right now, do you think I can get one right without trying to guess? Like, do you think there's one question in there that I might be able to get right?
Well, it's multiple choice, so
okay, then
you do got a shot. Yeah, you will get something.
So it's like it's multiple sections. It's
reading too. There's a reading section.
Cars, yeah, like critical analysis and.
I don't fucking
fuck. Know. I don't know.
Wow. My question to you guys is, you guys learned throughout doing the process, right? Or did you guys already know what was coming when you signed up, right? Because like you learn, you learn by question. Being like, right? Like you're like, oh, you there's a gap year. There's this, there's that. You didn't know that when you dived in, right?
Nah, bro. That's a great question.
Yeah, because a lot of people, that would be so helpful for people that wanted to, that are wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Because they don't tell you like, oh, this is what you're going to have to do.
Right.
In order to, you know, be here, right?
Yeah.
So it's awesome to have you guys already kind of go through it.
Yeah.
And I find that very interesting that you guys kind of just... you know, figured it out.
What's the exam called that you guys have to do?
MCAT.
It's called the MCAT?
Yeah. MCAT. MCAT.
Damn.
I have a question, and this is not related, but do you guys have girls or anything? Or anything like that?
I'm dating.
Yeah. You're dating?
Man, look at the blushing. You fucking blushing hard.
What about you, Irving?
It's my baby.
I have a girl, too.
Yeah? Do you guys, like say big words, like SL7 cat or whatever you guys said right now?
Impress them?
Yeah, to impress them? Yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah!
I'll be me too.
Baby, why don't you want to go out with me? Because tomorrow I got the L7 dash cat.
Yeah, we sent it to Meth for Brain.
Baby, what's that? Baby,
let me explain it to you.
You gonna be good?
Yeah.
My girl's actually in medical.
No way.
Yeah.
So she's also a smart fool.
She's hella smart.
Does she go to UCLA?
She goes to UCSF.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's San Francisco
in med school.
Yeah. Yeah. We met,
bro. That's
we met out here in LA.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
So she knows how it is, and she's fucking smart as hell. Like,
honestly, I would. Never mind.
Nah, say it, bro. Now you gotta say it.
Have you ever featured her in one of your guys' videos?
Yeah, actually, recently, right? We did the Women's Day thing. Yeah.
I wouldn't date a med student, bro. But that's just how.
No, I get that. I can understand that. Yeah.
No. I meant like me.
Yeah. It's like a personal choice. Yeah.
But me is like. Me dating myself, bro, I would hate me.
I would not date myself.
That's what I meant more of. Yeah. Not like
so hard to get.
Yeah. No, it's just
wow, that's cool, man.
What does your girl do?
Yeah, what does your girl do? Or who would you want to date? Or obviously you're dating somebody, but you know,
not in med school.
Yeah,
but in the medical field.
In the medical field, okay. Is she in the medical field?
Yes.
Oh, dope.
Did you guys meet both your girls in the medical field? Because I know you did, but you too.
No.
Where'd you meet your girl?
School.
Political answer.
Political. I like it. You're media trained. Okay, I'm going to skip through it because you did a good job. That's cool, man. That's cool.
But, yeah, well, I'm happy for her.
Are you guys coming?
I feel like it's like newer with you, right? Like you're just kind of, you guys just started dating?
No, I mean, no. But, you know, I think everybody goes through stuff. You know, I think... shit, I think like I was saying, I think just dating someone in med school, I think I don't know, man, because it we do work hard a lot and we have like hella stuff going on all the time,
every day,
and especially I feel like starting med school, it's like super hard, like we're studying a lot, you know, and I'm not saying that's all bad, because honestly, like we got to put in that work. I want to be the best doctor I can be for mi gente in the future.
Come on, bro.
You know, but I think that's where it is. You know, that it comes with
the work, the discipline. Work
and a lot, and honestly, like our careers, like we take them very seriously.
Yeah,
and it does take a lot of time away from other things.
I mean, this is priority, right? And sometimes it kind of hurts to admit that to your partner, right? But like, this is first. Would you agree? Or
I would agree.
Yeah, and at least where you're at right now, trying to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, so,
and that's probably his girl, because she respects that and she knows that she would agree with him.
But that's where it can get challenging. Is that what you're alluding to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and one way to maybe think about this is like, there's been times in med school where I literally didn't have time to eat. Like for a whole day.
Damn.
And where I'm running off like 3 hours of sleep or something. So imagine like you are so busy to the point where you haven't been able to prioritize
yourself,
your own health, like eating, which is like a necessity. Like, imagine
how much. I would say so, yeah.
Imagine, like, there's just not much to give sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's really, really hard. So, for my girl, wow. I really appreciate that she's been through there with me through, these really, really hard yeah. times.
Shout out her. Shout out her. That's awesome. That's crazy. Damn, that's crazy.
It's not something that everyone's down to do, you know? Yeah. Like, people want you to be available to go on a date. 100%, like, yeah. 100%. You know, give them time. Like, man, like,
yeah.
It sucks, but sometimes yeah. you just can't do that. Like,
I have a question, and this might sound dumb to you guys, maybe, but I'm sure you guys would understand. But for me, and maybe half of the people viewing, what is med school?
No, that's a
like,
great question.
No, like, bro, if you tell me, like, oh, I go to med school, I don't know what you're talking about. Question, I just think that you go yeah. to school to be a doctor. But, like, what is med school? Are you going to classes like a regular college student? Or, like, is it just kind of like one class? What yeah, is med school?
That's a great question, bro. And it's,
do you know what med school is?
To an extent, I know that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just yeah. kind of guessing here, but I know that there's, when you're a doctor, that's a very like broad thing to say,
sure,
right? Like there's
sure,
different
sure.
tiers, of, not tiers, yeah, but there's yeah. different categories yeah. of doctor. Like I'm assuming yeah. you guys are studying different type, being different types of doctors, right?
Yeah.
Right. Is that, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're studying like to be an optometrist?
I was.
Oh, okay.
I changed cool. my mind now. I'm studying for psychiatry now.
Oh, that's dope, bro. That's yeah. so cool. Oh, man, and you want to do like more
emergency.
I was gonna yeah, say yeah. that, but I wasn't sure that was correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
So, like, thank obviously, your guys' like classes look completely different.
Not really. Wow. So, yeah, that's a great question, Sebas, because we were just actually at an event this past weekend in Bakersfield College, and shout out to everybody who attended that. There's a lot of people interested in the health sciences and mm-hmm. STEM fields, and people
oh,
that
STEM
come
field,
from
that's so sick.
Come from similar stories like us, yeah. you know, and up there. But I was telling a story like this when I said I was going to be a pre-med. That's what you call yourself when you're in the route to like apply to medical school, a pre-med,
oh, sick.
An undergrad.
Yeah.
I literally didn't even know what that meant. I was just calling myself that because it sounded cool to say I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah, I'm a pre-med.
Oh, look at me. I'm a you know. And,
yeah, that's sick.
But I truly didn't know what med school was. And yeah. I had never met a medical student. And I didn't know what the school was called to become a doctor in med school. And when I realized that, you know, through a conversation I had with other pre-meds, like, oh, what are you doing to work on your medical school application? It was like, it caught me off guard. I was like,
yeah, like doing something. What do you mean?
Yeah, like research. The question was like, oh, what kind of research are you doing? Research, like, and then we were talking about this. Yeah, we were like, yeah. What comes up to my mind is like Albert Einstein, like Dexter's yeah. laboratory yeah, type, same. You know. And yeah. we were like, I was caught off guard, and honestly, I was so embarrassed by that conversation because I didn't know how to answer it. But then after that, you know, I kind of told me like, all right, let's figure this out. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll be fine little by little.
Started yeah, yeah.
like Googling, you know, how to do research as a pre-med. What is medical school? What does it take? You know, and I started slowly figuring it out on my own, trying to put the pieces together.
Yeah.
On what I should be doing, who I should ask for questions, who I should.
So they don't give you guidance on this? Like, there's nobody, like a counselor that's like, hey, you should be like.
There is. But this counselor also probably works really hard because they see like every single pre-med in the university and they probably see countless of people talking about, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a dentist. I want to be a pharmacist. And, you know, they don't have the time and probably
to like, really explain to, it.
And yeah. So
about that, bro, like I've seen a counselor like once in high school and they told me that I should focus on getting a job instead of going to school.
You're lying.
I swear to God, because I told them like I didn't have papers and I'm like, so how do I do this? And they're like, oh, like honestly, like college isn't for you. Like you should think about how to work legally. And then two, when I got to college, I told them like I'm a pre-med. And then this fool, my counselor, tried to get me into Herbalife.
What?
Yeah. It was hella weird. And then another time, it was like when I was finally like I kinda figured it out on my own, doing like you did, you know, Googling it, like trying to figure it out like on our own.
That's crazy.
And
that's
I was crazy like to me. In my last year of college, and I was like, hey, like I just want to make sure I'm on track. And so I went up to a counselor and then she told me, yo, like you know what? Every year I have 100 Latinos come to me and tell me I want to be a doctor. And she said, I don't take any of them serious because realistically, maybe only 5 of them will like have what it takes to even apply to school.
Damn.
And so, you know, that's really, I'm just saying that because like, you know, for you guys out there, like, man, like, you know, we got to believe in ourselves. Like, you know, it can be done. Like
almost be like your own counselor.
in a way, which kind of sucks, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on like our people and stuff. But like, bro, like, but
yeah, that's why we're here though. That's why we created Foods and Medicine, because like we wanted to see someone like us. Like it would have meant, like, for example, if it was us little fools in college and high school, whatever, and we would have seen fools like us in medical school on social media, whatever, came across a video and said, oh, these fools are studying to be doctors. It just makes that almost seem like it's possible.
100%.
Like it's a thing you can do. It's attainable.
That's what makes me feel like I can be a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, you I absolutely swear. Can, Josh. You absolutely can.
You heard that sense?
You know? But we wanted to make this Dr. attainable. we wanted to make this so that if a little fool growing up, wherever, South Central or in Washington, wherever, says I want to be a doctor, now it doesn't sound like
crazy.
Oh yeah, no, nah, impossible, man, impossible. Yeah. Now we want to be like, nah, we're here in these spaces.
That's and amazing.
You can do it. You
that's
know,
like, amazing.
Because if you think about it, there's the majority of people who are doctors, like, are come from families of education, wealth, and doctors.
100%.
A lot of them are like, you know, they have generations of doctors. So if a little kid in that family says, I want to be a doctor, it's not crazy.
No, exactly. At all.
Right? It's like, it's an expectation.
Well, if any one of us said it when we were little, it was like, oh.
Bro, like, you're a weirdo. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you...
Or not only that, you're
dreaming.
Yeah,
dreaming.
Or like, you're reaching for the stars, right?
Yeah.
Hence my question of what is med school? But if you ask somebody else...
What the fuck is med school?
But if you ask somebody else... You know, that's familiar with med school. They probably already grew up knowing what it was.
Yeah.
That is so fucking amazing that you guys are being the trailblazers to us Hispanics.
Yeah.
And to letting people know what the fuck is med school. To let people know, because now, like, you might not think about it like this, which maybe you do. But because of you guys, just you two, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, because of you guys, just you two, you are allowing thousands of other Latinos to be doctors, and that's because of you guys, you know?
Damn. So what is med school?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I still don't know. In conclusion?
No, but isn't that insane? No, just because wild, of you two. Just because of you two. And, you know, we normally as humans, we always talk about this, we have imposter syndrome where we don't really give ourselves credit.
Yeah.
But... because of just you individuals that are sitting in front of me.
Does that create any kind of pressure to you guys? Because obviously you guys have built this brand around you guys. There's a lot of eyes on you. There's a lot of people rooting for you guys, including us. Like, has that put any pressure on you guys to, like, I don't know, like, you gotta go all the way?
I think a little bit. I mean, I think some of it comes from, like we're super proud of our culture. Mm-hmm. And in this space... there's not a lot of our culture, you know, and for us, like, when we started this whole thing, we told ourselves we wanted to keep it organic, because why we're doing this is for people like us, right? People that will relate, people that know what foo means, or they use the word foo, whatever. It's funny, and that's how it started for us. But I think there is a pressure of, like, this whole balance between, like, all right, you know, we're definitely professionals and we take our career and craft seriously 100%. To the utmost, like, you know, but then again, it's like we want to make sure that people out there feel comfortable, can know that we can be ourselves and be comfortable in these spaces as well.
Yeah.
And honestly, when we started this, there was that pressure of, like, okay, you know, are we going to put a video up with a corrido on it? Are we going to put a Spanish song? Because you don't see that in these spaces. Like,
and that might hinder your credibility.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, and we don't know what people are going to think about us. We're essentially putting ourselves out there for everyone in the medical field to be like, look at these guys, man. Like, what are they trying? You know, and honestly, like, that it was, to answer your question, like, there was a part of, like, some pressure in that to make sure, like, all right, we're proud of our culture and still, but we're still about our business. We're still gonna put in the work in our classes, and we're still gonna know, do what we gotta do. And I guess in that aspect, there's some of that.
Yeah,
that's incredible, man. It's literally incredible. I just look at it as, like, balance. That's all we need is to look at people who are just like us that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always, like, us growing up, you know, we grew up different. Hispanos, straight a lot up. Of people who are
straight
who
up.
Are minorities, we grew up different than the regular American, right?
Yeah.
We need people like them to back us up, to show us, hey, it's hard, but it ain't that hard.
And then also create that relatability.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
that's
I'm
what
one
I'm saying.
Of y'all. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, even though I'm in med school, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still me.
Yeah,
you know?
It's incredible.
And that creates that personal, like,
it's connection. Absolutely incredible what you guys are doing. And not only just doing it, but showing it.
Yeah.
Creating. You guys are also hilarious too. Like, you guys are really funny. And that's what works too, to you guys' like benefit. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys might not have thought about mm-hmm. this, but you guys are the pioneers of our culture to become people in the medical space. It's an actual incredible thing. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It's honestly incredible. You guys being so young,
thank you.
Smart, super attractive.
It's very attractive.
We're just trying to be like y'all, man.
Bro, you guys are doing an incredible thing. Yeah, you guys might live your life like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm creating content. It's bigger than that. You guys are doing something bigger than what you guys think you're doing.
And I love it's incredible. Your guys is like your mission as far as like creating content. You guys didn't go into this to like be influencers. You guys went to it to inspire people.
Yeah.
And it's working. It's crazy, bro.
It's
crazy,
incredible.
It translated, man.
Man, it was crazy because this last weekend we were out in Bakersfield and I just remember, I don't know if you remember these, but there was these little Edgars, bro. Little Edgars, like middle schoolers. No, bro. We had like as far as like elementary school, huh? Like wow. Little kids come up to us and they're just like these little Edgars and we're like, damn, they came up to say what's up to us, damn. Get a picture with us.
Yeah, like, yeah, bro, you guys are cool. Like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be PA.
No way.
Like, you know, like kind of like shy, you know about it? Yeah, like, you know, when you're in middle school, absolutely. Like whatever, you're like, you're,
it's hard to tell somebody that.
Yeah, but like they were literally like coming up to us and like telling us in an awkward way, but they were doing it, you know, and that's, man, it made me feel so damn happy.
Dude, my heart, like, that's literally why we started this. And when we started it, we were like, you know, maybe there'll be like a person out there who feels touched by our shit, feels inspired, and actually ends up becoming a doctor because of us.
Yeah,
like, we were just like, maybe there's gonna be one, and that's gonna mean.
That's literally why we did it. One, I was like, yeah, bro, you're right. I'll inspire one person from South Central, and we'll inspire one person from Shelton, Washington. That's our goal.
And then,
bro, even if it is just one,
exactly,
and that's amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But it's not. It's gonna be thousands.
Yeah,
thousands. And all just because you guys believe in yourselves. Yeah. Not only down ass fools, but you guys are, you know, you guys believe in yourselves 100%. That is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. I'm honestly super proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Super proud of you guys. I look up to you guys because it doesn't matter if you're a doctor or not. I look up to you guys because you guys had the full potential to believe in yourselves and fuck everybody. You know, like, I'm gonna do me. You know what I mean? And you guys did. That's insane. You guys talk about how hard this is, how hard that is, but you guys did it.
How hard this fucking test is, but they did it. Yes, and that leads me to my point where you guys, we kind of dove into you guys' like videos and stuff like that, and you guys are vulnerable about what it takes to be in the position that you guys are in as well. So you guys aren't just creating content to be like funny and fun and stuff like that, but showing the heart and the what it takes, like the discipline of it all. Like, you had a video too where you kind of talked about like having anxiety through all of this stuff as well, right? Or it was along those lines of...
Maybe, yeah. I'm sure I've talked about that. But yeah, I mean, we experienced a lot of things and really like that was always one of my goals, is like to kind of open up and be more vulnerable, because really, like, if we keep it superficial, like, you know, we really don't actually, I think the impact is greater if we actually like expose ourselves in a way that that people can relate, that topics that people don't really talk about, right? Like, oh shoot, like I just had like a mental breakdown or whatever. You know, like, it's okay if you do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's
the real
okay.
thing is, like, we all on social media, right? Like, it's easy to portray like this amazing life and this everything's perfect and all. Exactly. And for us, we were like, yes, that happens. But we also all, no matter what you're in, go through hard times, and it can get tough at times.
Yeah.
And we were like, we go through that, you know, more often than not. And we want to be real with people too. Like, this happens too. But you know what, y'all? It's all right. You got this. We believe in you, and we believe in ourselves, and we got this together, you know. And we wanted to show that aspect too.
Yeah. I have a question. Do you guys do social media together? You guys go to school together? You guys known each other for a while? You guys text back and forth? You know, I don't know if you guys are best friends. You guys seem like best friends, but it's amazing to see a dynamic duo like yourself, because I can relate. Because this guy to your left, that's my dynamic duo.
Guilty.
And I've told him everything that I felt about him, right? Alexis, what's one thing that you want to tell Irving that you absolutely love about him?
Or admire.
And Irving, or admire, or Irving, what is something that you want to tell Alexis straight to his face, that's something that you admire about him, that you look up to him about, something that you, why you love him?
Yeah. No, yeah, man.
We can go with Alexis first.
But not like, yeah, honestly, like, I've told this fool before, like I do love this fool, man, because at the end of the day, like, we have built this, whatever we've built together. And the end of the day, like, we've both gone through this whole journey of applying to med school, and we're in the situation now. And despite all the close friends I have, who all I love as well, I don't think anybody's going to understand me as much as he is, because we've been in this same journey, gone through these same challenges and stuff. And, you know, end of the day, like, I'm just happy that despite being undocumented, you know, like, having, you know, the whole DACA thing, like, I'm happy that you stuck through this, you know, and we're here now, because, man, I can't imagine what those challenges are like, you know. And thankfully my parents immigrated from Mexico here and I was born here, you know, but you had a different set of challenges being undocumented, having DACA and stuff.
100%.
And I don't understand that, because I didn't have that challenge, but I'm just happy that, you know, whatever it was, you know, you kept going and shit, like, you're here on a full ride scholarship to medical school.
Come on, bro.
You know,
love that, bro. Thank you for sharing that. What about you, Irving?
Yeah, I mean, I'm inspired by this fool every day, to be honest. Like, and one of the reasons why I started, or why we started Fools in Medicine, was literally because this guy was here doing it with me. Because otherwise, I don't know if I could have done it, to be honest. Like, I was too shy, like, too scared of, like, you know, putting myself out there like that. And the fact that he was like, yo, let's do it together, like, that honestly made it so much easier. But no, this fool inspires me every day. Like, you know, even, you know, growing up in the community he does, I mean, you don't even have to say anything, like, South Central, you know, like, I grew up watching movies about that. Like, bro, like, if I grew up there, I don't know if I'd be here, to be honest. Like, I was, you know, influenced too, you know, like, if I was placed in that environment, yeah, like, where I grew up, yeah, like, it wasn't the nicest community, anything like that, whatever. But, you know, I had my own privileges, and we all have our own privileges. And, you know, if I had that influence, I don't know if I'd be here. And so, honestly, it inspires me a lot that this fool went through all that shit and
made it out.
You know, he's here now and, you know, sharing his story and everything. And honestly, med school wouldn't be the same without this fool, to be honest. Like, I don't know if I would like
love
it.
Love that.
Yeah, like, it's...
Damn.
I'd honestly feel hella out of place, to be honest. Like, I would feel hella out of place if this fool wasn't here doing this shit with me.
Meant,
like,
to be.
A lot of the shit that we talk about, like, I don't talk about with any other classmates, you know?
Yeah. Meant to be.
I just bring love to him because I trust him and everything. Yeah.
The only reason why I brought that up, because I look at both of you guys and it reminds me of me and Josh. Obviously not professionality wise
at all
but I see it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that. We're gonna go on a quick break. We really appreciate you sharing that, honestly. Like, when he said, like, I wouldn't do medical school without you, you know, don't make me cry. Irving. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Fools in Medicine right here.
They're in the building, everybody.
It's an amazing episode. It's probably one of my favorite episodes because these guys are the shit.
Yes, sir.
And obviously, on the link down below, you guys are going to see where you guys can find them on Instagram if you haven't followed them now. But I know you're already in love with them.
Come on, man.
Thank Josh Leva, do you mind if we go on a quick break?
Hey,
number one Latino podcast in the world.
Yes,
right? I never said it. We'll be right back.
Body's practice before.
You kind of have options.
Residency,
but
it's under someone else's residency where we're still training in the specialty we chose.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, bro. So you changed your. I don't want to say major because it's not a major. You changed the direction of, like, the doctor. You. What's the terminology for that?
Schulte.
Huh.
specialty?
Yeah, like specialty? How I switched like from my ophthalmology interest.
So you can just do that mid
pretty much
med school.
It's wild, bro. Like med school, it's a pretty fucking big decision you got to make because it's essentially the specialty you're gonna do for the rest of your life. So like, a lot of us, it's like a thing in med school. You know, you're exploring all these different fields. And it's endless. We're like, I'm pretty sure there's a specialty out there like you've never heard of. Damn. Right? Like, and yeah, pretty much though, like you just explore it. There's no like specific, like you don't commit to any one thing. It's just up to you to like say, all right, I'm gonna do this. And then while you're in med school, you work like in that field, meaning like you'll do research in that field or you'll do projects with doctors in that field. So you can build up your resume. So that when it comes time to apply for residency in that specialty, you can say, oh, well, you know, you can look like a good candidate. You know, I've done this in emergency medicine, or I've done this in psychiatry, or I've done this in neurosurgery, or I've done this in cardiothoracic surgery, and I've done this in, you know, ENT, whatever the case may be. Yeah.
So you said psychiatry that's the direction you're going in with the doctor. Correct. So what does that look like? What do you mean by that? Like, what do you want to do in that field? And then also, do you take nootropics?
Bro, we're recording?
Oh, I hope so, because I'm giving gold right here, baby.
Who pressed the record button?
I think you did, PC.
Oh, shit, we're on. Oh, cool.
All right, so psychiatry. So pretty much for me, I think, so there's always this big question they have you like ask yourself when you're in med school. Surgery or no surgery?
Oh, okay. That's a solid question.
Right, it's a solid question to ask. I think that... you got to figure out whether you like being in the operating room.
I'm going to go yes, no.
Well, I thought at first yes, and I've realized no.
Got it. So you yes still?
I like the operating room, but I don't like the hours are crazy.
So you know? You know as well?
No, for sure.
Oh, shit. But it doesn't like... Okay, never mind. Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
Cause emergency medicine is a good... You do a lot of shit.
It's a good balance.
Yeah.
A lot of procedures. So, someone comes in with, a machete across their face. Like, you're the one that...
Jesus.
Going to help
sutures
them
out and stuff. Yeah. And I like that. Ugh, I like working with my hands.
Man, you see a lot of crazy stuff.
I already know that. My answer would be no. Hell no.
I would like to do that.
You said blood? Hell no. Mm-hmm. I'm a crip, you know?
Chill. Or professional.
Oh, my bad, G.
So, first, I figured out... You know, I don't love the OR. I don't like being in the OR as much as I thought I did. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, so you know what? I just got to be honest with myself. I don't think I want to do a surgical specialty. Because ophthalmology, you operate on the eyes. Mm-hmm. So you're
which
still,
is crazy.
So you're so still sick. In the OR. It's sick. And that's why it was hard for me to let go of it.
Yeah.
But then I realized that in terms of mental health, and especially in the Latino communities and in the hood, there's just such a huge stigma behind it. And I think that there's a lot of work to be done in that field. And in psychiatry, it's cool, though. You could sub-specialize to work with, like, child, adolescent psychiatry, with kids. You know, there's kids going through, like, getting into trouble, you know, going through, like, the juvenile hall system and stuff like that. There's addiction psychiatry, so people that you know are addicted to certain substances, you can work in a field that can potentially help them and change their lives.
Is the overall premise of it the mind?
Is that weird?
I don't know if I'm asking that correctly, but it's a lot of like.
Yeah, no. Essentially, I think you're asking the correct question. I think for psych, it's all the mind. In terms of like, so it's weird. Like different specialties have like different exams, mm-hmm. and for psych. The exam is literally like I'm asking you questions.
Yeah,
and it's all based on like how you answered them.
I've taken a 250 question psych exam. I got asked to be on a reality like love show, Love Island, and I had to sit there for almost 2 hours answering all these like questions. The questions are insane, bro. Mm-hmm. For me, they were intense because I was like, it just shows you the spectrum of how people think and like the reason why they're asking these kind of questions.
Mm-hmm, exactly,
it's wild.
So. I mean, for me, I just realized like I could make an impact in this field. I personally, like not me personally, but like through my family, like I've had family members addicted to certain substances, and I can see how bad that can affect someone's lives, and not only their lives but their loved ones' lives.
The ones around them, yeah.
Exactly. I you know, growing up in South Central and seeing like to be honest, like I had a fucked up childhood. And it took me a while to realize that what I was going through is not normal.
Because at the same time, I thought it was normal. You thought
that's crazy to me, bro. Yeah, I can understand that.
And and like through conversations I've had with like Irvin too, and I'm like, bro, like this shit is weird, like what I've gone through, you know, and unfortunately it's still, you know, to a certain extent what I'm still going through, you know, but like it's not normal for anyone to go through this, yet alone a medical student, you know. And I feel like there's a lot of kids growing up in any hood and any messed up situation that can probably use a lot of help. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And
you're saying there's a lot of use back.
A lot of use.
In this world. And there is.
There's a lot of us in this world. And us. I think that sometimes it just takes that someone that can relate to you, can looks like you, whatever that case may be, to make that difference in your life. And I hope to be that for
you. Are
too late,
people in the future.
Too late, because you are
too late, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
And my second question: do you take nootropics?
No,
you don't.
No, I don't actually.
Oh, interesting.
What are nootropics?
It's like mind vitamins. But do you ever?
I have though. We were actually just talking about this. We actually have a. If you haven't already, check out the clip. It's on our Instagram. But we went through my backpack.
That's how I got the. That's why I asked. Because I saw you pulled out lion's mane.
Yeah, I put out lion's mane.
Which is like pretty a popular ingredient in nootropics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you, bro. I love nootropics.
Okay.
I took some before this podcast. That's why I'm so smart.
Yeah, I have nothing against nootropics. And that's not the reason why I say that. but there was like a stretch of time where I was going through like a rougher time in med school. And bro, we have. Like, we need to focus at all times. We have exams coming locked up in. Always. And, you know, there was a time where I was like, fuck, man, like, I need to focus. Like, I don't know, like, you know, my mind is like, let me try out a couple different supplements. And I'm heavy in the, I know you are too, heavy into fitness.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, bro?
Don't flex like that. Don't flex.
You said fitness?
Yeah.
Why are you all vascular right now?
You're talking about.
Yeah, how are you vascular right now?
Huh?
That's like,
you got a pump. Sodium.
It really is.
But like, so I also got like really into the gym. A part of it was this food, but like I'm more into like, you know, working out and shit. And then I watch like some people that work out, whatever. Anyways, I came across a video that talked about like mental supplements and stuff.
That's
and
what
like,
nootropics are. They're mental supplements. Yeah, mental supplements. The ones that we took before OT. Remember the little thing? It's a brain. Yeah, it's a brain vitamin. They're called nootropics.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Nootropics. Thank you. So
I'm one of the fools, bro, in medicine.
I see that.
I'm the third fool.
Yeah, I know.
Doctor. Wait, did you say Doctor B?
Brain food.
It's brain food. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So then, anyways, I just decided to like give it a shot.
Yeah.
I fucking just went to like a vitamin shop or something and just bought a ton of them and just
tried them out.
Kept them in my backpack. Yeah. Tried them out. Different. Like I didn't. What's important about it is people, I think, because I don't want to like say just take it, but I think it's important to promote, like tell people out there, like do their own research, look into them,
of course,
go online, you know, look at articles, make sure like people have, you know, if there are scientific articles behind them, like make sure you go ahead and read them. But anyways, I did my own research behind them, how to take them, how I should, you know, and again, I tried different ones. And yeah, I'm not going to lie, like some of them helped me and I was like focused. I was able to study for my exams and be like on point and freaking, I killed the exams.
Wow.
So why are you not taking them anymore?
Maybe he doesn't need them. Maybe it was just like kind of like a boost.
I think I don't think it's like, I don't think we need to rely on them. You know, I think there should be a perfect, but just with anything, there should be a balance, you know, and I don't think there's anything. I mean, damn, this might be controversial, but I personally think that we shouldn't rely on any particular substance.
I think you're 100%.
You're 100% money, bro.
Yeah, I think you're 100% true.
I don't think that's controversial at all, by the way. I think
that's with everything in life.
Yeah, so. Now, if we're talking about like stuff that you need to be relying on, right?
Right, like food and that's different.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I tried it. I liked the result and... You know, maybe there might be some time in the future where I try it again. Mm. But like Seb, I said, like I was in a space where I felt like I needed it just because of the time. And then now I feel like I'm in a better space, in a better like mental space that I don't think I really need them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I've been all right. You know, so like I think it was just more of that.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't want to
get I appreciate you sharing that.
I can kind of relate to that because I've been taking nootropics probably, I don't know, man, I want to say for a minute now. Yeah. I try to take them pretty much like every podcast, like I'll just like take one and stuff. And then I'll notice, I forget, because it's not something I take daily, right? Because we do podcasts once a week and stuff like that.
Right.
So there's moments where I just forget. And then I'll notice, I'm like, oh man, I forgot to get my my vitamins or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, I don't need it. I'm still me, right? Mm-hmm. Like I can still produce the same result without them and stuff. So I totally understand what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
We're at the moment in the podcast where it's going to be the most funnest.
It's called Do or Die, motherfuckers.
Dang, that was pretty cholo of you.
Man, it's a serious fool.
Dang, you're faded, fool.
I'm not faded.
You're right faded, fool.
I'm not that faded right now, G.
You're faded, fool.
I'm not that faded right now, G.
You guys know back at home who Jessica is. She's an amazing producer who happens to be our friend before everything. She came up with a pop quiz.
Shout out, Jess.
Shout out Jess for sure.
But it ain't gonna go like you think
it's gonna go. It ain't gonna go. So we're gonna have a pop quiz right now. I don't know the questions, to be honest, because she didn't
really
tell me.
And I don't even know the answers.
And I don't want to know. I might not know the answers either, like Josh said. But as you can see, and as you know, when the Foods and Medicine came in, when Irvin and Alexis came in, I just told them, sit wherever you want on that couch. Because I didn't want to say, like, Alexis, sit right there. Irvin, sit right there.
Can I tell you
I wanted them to pick where they want to sit because that is going to determine the teams.
And here's the thing. I manifested Irvin sitting next to me.
Bullshit. I swear to God. Bullshit.
I kept it in here, G. I kept it in here.
Why manifested Alexis sitting next to me? Yeah.
Well, perfect. Well, perfect.
So as you guys know, it's Team Sebas and Alexis and Team Josh and Irvin.
The winning team.
We're going to have questions back to back. First, we're going to play rock, paper, scissors on who's going to answer the first questions because it's going to be a game of eliminatory. Does that make any sense? Eliminatory?
It's a word.
Yeah. Okay. Like elimination. So they're going to answer a question. If they get it wrong, we have a chance to fucking to get steal. It right. Yeah, right. To steal it. Yeah, to steal it.
Let's get it.
So let's do the pop quiz. It's
they're gonna rock, paper, scissors first to see who answers first.
Yeah. Team answers so the first. Team Sebas and Alexis or Team Irvin and Josh?
You can say it a little louder.
Let's do it.
Time,
let's do it.
All right. It's rock, paper, scissors, shoot, by the way.
No, it's rock, it's paper, while, huh? Scissors. All
right, so you remember?
One, two, three.
Wait, there you go.
So one, two, three, go.
How would you play it? Just
hypothetically. All right.
One, two, three. Wait, hold on, fool.
Hold on, fool.
One, two, three. Rock.
Oh, no way. God, you threw scissors.
Damn, right. We're not that smart.
All faded.
Ready?
All right.
One, two, three. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh. All right, we won. There we go. We
it's
go
all
first.
Good. We got to give him a chance.
I ain't even tripping. Anyway, yeah, so good. This is a pop quiz. With the podcasters and the doccasters. All right, we ready or what? First question.
Come on, man, it's easy. Sebas, why don't you read it and then the other team will read it.
Are you telling me what to do?
Yeah.
Are you telling me what to do? Because I'll do it. What part of the cell is AKA the powerhouse of the cell?
Damn, that's easy.
That's easy.
Hold on.
It's our turn. No, it's their turn. Because we won.
No, they won, so they get answer
first. If we get it wrong,
it's okay. It's okay. We got the next one. It's okay.
We got the easy one first.
So let me read it again.
Go ahead.
What part of the cell, also known as the powerhouse, the powerhouse of a cell, the nucleus, mitochondria, endoplasmic reticulum,
yeah,
Golgi asparagus.
Yes.
All right, go.
My boy, go ahead.
By the way, Jess, thank you for this. You're
go
fucking
ahead, bro.
The shit.
It's easy. I'll let you have the easy ones, boy.
You want me to answer?
Yeah, go ahead. Man.
So the powerhouse of a cell is B, the mitochondria.
Mitochondria.
Points off, Jess.
No, points off.
All right, so... Oh, that's right.
Come on, I thought it was supposed to be
damn,
difficult.
Fool,
Jess.
You're smart, fool.
Come on, man. We smart.
Maybe not smarter, though. Next question. Hey, one point for them, right?
What's the part of the plant cell that makes it green? A.
Chloroplast.
Chloroplast. B. Cell wall.
C. Nucleus. D. Photosynthesis.
You know this, Elvis?
Yeah.
Okay. What, bro?
Yeah, I do. I'm smart. Is it?
What do you guys can't talk about it.
Oh, well, we can't.
Uh-uh.
We can.
Oh, you're cheating.
All right, babe.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Oh, we're going to go with A.
Final answer? I was doubting myself.
Let's go, man. Hey, come on, my boy. Come on.
So all right, it's tied certified. Score. It's a tied score. Smart.
Come on, man.
Y'all need to fucking chill out.
Chloroplast.
I was doubting myself, but Sebas came through.
Nah, don't doubt yourself with me, bro. I'm smart.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's go. Next one.
Spencer.
All right, what I'm going to say are you?
Go ahead.
Josh and Irvin. What do you call the process by which a cell clones itself? A, diffusion. B, duplication. C, osmosis. Or D, mitosis.
We know this one, right?
Yeah.
We know.
All right, one. So then say it, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, say it, Josh, without looking at Irvin. Say it then.
I mean, I know.
No, stop looking at Irvin.
You know that I know this one, right?
Yeah.
Because you know this one.
Yeah, we both know it's mitosis.
We both know that it's mitosis. The D.
Is it mitosis?
You motherfucker.
Yeah, and the D stands for D's nuts. So next question. Next question. And the D stands for these nuts. Next question.
Just know, I know you're losing, but he's winning.
That was all Josh.
All right, read me my question, motherfucker. All right, read me my question.
What is the strongest bone in the human body? A, heel. B, hip. C, them thighs. Looking thick. D, forehead. In Sebas's case, five head. What was the question?
I'm gonna give this one to my boy.
Oh, let's go, Smarty Pants.
I mean, it.
So you know what? Yeah, we're gonna think about this one a little logically.
Y'all might want to figure it out.
Heel, bro. You can have a heel fracture, hip. You think so,
bro? I think so, bro. Unless it's, I don't know.
I want to say
it's A or B, but
really?
Well, fuck the thigh, forehead.
I feel like it's a forehead, because like if you want to.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They say that the skull is the hardest. Yeah. It's up to you, bro. You choose. You choose. I believe in you, bro. I believe in you, my boy.
Let's go with the forehead.
Forehead.
You were right.
You should have said no, and then we get to steal. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Well, but for next one. Yes, it's okay. Cool. Damn, y'all losing. 2-1.
Let's go.
Sucks to suck.
All right, let me read you this one.
Next question.
What is the strongest?
You're joking, right?
Oh, sorry.
You're joking, right?
I'm sorry.
You're faded, fool. The correct answer is the femur and the thigh.
Femur.
Yeah, Sebas had that. I fucked up. My bad, yo.
No, it's okay. It's okay, bro.
I'll take that out.
Next question for our ops. What animal has the most bones? The snake?
They don't know this.
The fish, the elephant, or the blue whale? Dang, all those animals, they're pretty big, fool.
Yeah, they're bony, fool.
I think I know. You don't know?
Yeah. Irvin, you thought all the questions were going to be all in your field, huh? All
right, here we go.
Josh got this, though.
Nah.
Hey, the answer is B for blood, fish.
Nah.
No?
All right.
Is it not?
Nope.
Oh, it's not. So we have a chance to steal. Yeah.
I know you know this, Sebas.
I'm about to say A, the snake. Is it not? No.
No, you already said it. You can't take it back.
I'm talking to my partner.
We're having a discussion.
Okay. If he doesn't agree, he can choose or we can agree.
I agree with you.
The snake? All right, we're going to do A, snake. Hey, it's 2-2, my boy. You're all mad. Hey,
you know, you know, can I tell you something? I'm not surprised you got that answer right, because you are a...
Because
you are
a... end this podcast. Yeah. Hey, it's a snake, my boy. That's my boy, Alexis.
Right. Right.
That's my boy, Alexis, Texas. All right, go for.
All right, what gas do plants absorb during
That's photosynthesis, you dummy.
A, oxygen. B, carbon dioxide. C, hydrogen.
That's easy.
D, methane.
Don't get it wrong.
It's your guys' turn.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Because we got it. Yeah, you got stole.
This is easy.
Handle it, G.
CO2.
Oh, really? Hydrogen?
Carbon dioxide?
Okay.
Wait, no. We're just discussing. What do you think, bro?
Let's go. What do you think,
bro?
Because I know the answer. The fact that y'all don't know is kind of stressing me out.
What gas do plants absorb during photosynthesis?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You.
This is easy.
You said some other weird shit at the end.
You read it different. You read it.
Photosynthesis. Okay, so it's oxygen, carbon dioxide, hydrogen.
It's like a photo that you can't develop. Photosynthesis.
What gas?
Oxygen is not a gas, huh?
Oxygen is a gas. You it dumbass. Is a gas?
All of these are gases.
Thanks, everyone.
It's a trick question. You ding-a-ling.
Man, I'm a, bro, I'm a little to you, G. You the guest. Yeah,
it's, I, honestly, I've, I'm, I don't, I think it's carbon dioxide. I thought it was CO2, to be honest.
All right, we're going
to
go. Yeah, yeah, sir. It's 3-2, yeah. My boy. Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
are you, dumb?
Thanks, Jess. Thanks for the question. All right. Well, I'm going to read it to you. Dummy. Yeah,
I already know the answer to this one.
Dummy.
Go ahead.
All right. What's the largest? Oh, this one's easy. What's the largest mammal on Earth? The elephant, the blue whale, the gray white shark, or the giraffe?
Yeah, it's a blue whale.
Is it the blue whale?
Final answer.
Final answer? You're right.
3-3?
Oh, that
was so easy.
Is it 3-3?
Smart.
Man, you guys got an easy one.
Our questions have been more intellectual.
Exactly. People know who the smart ones are. Yes, sir.
All right. Who discovered gravity? Gravity. A, Albert Einstein. B, Thomas Edison. C, Isaac Newton. Or D, Charles Darwin.
Man, the homie Alexis knows. Tell
you guys don't know this one?
Isaac Newton.
Final answer?
Yeah!
I was paying attention, you feel me?
That's my boy, man, that G. Easy, hey,
what's the score? 4-3.
Are you dumb? Looks
you
like it.
Up by one?
He's not dumb, though. You are.
One. Yeah, we're up by one.
What's the largest organ in the human body?
D, skin. Final answer. Next question.
I agree.
4-4. Okay, that's cool. You guys got next two question. Easy back-to-backs. Just so you know, you got two easy back-to-backs.
Next
we're the one question. That are getting the intellectual questions, right, Alexis? Right?
I agree.
Hey, read it for me.
What do you call an animal that lives in both water and land? A, frog. B, salamander. C, amphibian.
Oh my God, this guy's dumb.
D,
arachnid.
That one.
Or an amphibian. Are you dumb?
So what's the answer?
You already lost the whole game just because you know how to say those things.
An amphibian.
Exactly.
Yeah, fucking
shut the fuck. There you go. That's my boy right here.
Yes, sir.
Think about a frog. A frog is an amphibian, G. Get off me, G. It's 5-4? 5-4?
5-4.
5-4. Nope. You're dumb, Josh.
Hey, dumb. Oh, so we won.
Can we go to 12?
Oh, we won.
But we didn't get the steal that one.
Yeah,
time,
we didn't.
Well, you don't deserve.
That's true.
No, you don't deserve a steal if we don't get it wrong.
No. We didn't get the steal when you guys got it wrong.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay. That's why y'all are up right now.
Okay. Dang, Irvin, you smart.
Oh.
This is easy.
It's B.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, read it.
No, I'll read it. All right. How many teeth does an adult human have?
That's a.
I already know.
Oh, teeth.
Yeah, teeth.
Shit, I read bones. What did you say?
A. Nah, you're tripping.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, you're tripping.
It's A. Final answer is A. I got veneers, bitch.
Damn.
I made my doctor count them. Each veneer costs $1,000. I said 32,000. Put it on La Platica account. Can't afford it.
Oh, all right. So it's a tie. We're tied.
No. So there's a tiebreaker.
All right. So if we get the next question right,
we win.
Unfortunately, yes. Because
yeah. Unfortunately, yes. You're gonna have an unfortunate day today.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Unfortunately, it just happened like that because you guys we didn't get to steal your guys' answer.
No.
Okay. Fuck it. Run it.
Yeah. Run it. Yeah. We're gonna run it.
Does it knows it? Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to raise our hands now. It's a raise our hands competition. Just raise it, fool. We'll figure it out. All right.
I can't even.
No. Sebas has to finish reading it first.
All right, but he won, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was one of the rules.
Where can you find the smallest bone in the human body? Go.
Hold on.
Oh, no, he got it.
Hold on.
All right, he got it.
You have to read the question. We've been doing it the same the whole way.
I already did.
What have we been doing? We read the question, then we read
the answer. Where can you find the smallest bone in the human body? Go. No, he got it.
First of all, read the question and the answers. Then we go.
Oh, okay. Where can you find the smallest bone in the human body? The ear? The pinky? The spine? or the toes? He got it. He got it. He got it.
I'm gonna go with A, the ear.
The ear.
No.
Yes.
Sir. Oh, yeah. Yes. Anticipation. Damn. All right, so you guys have to take a shot.
You know what that is?
That's too much sounds going on right now. What's clinking?
Do you know what that is?
What's clinking in your pocket?
Do you know what that is? It means suck it. X-Pac.
No, that was a good game.
Don't ever flex on me like that.
Hey,
dude.
My boy. Hey, you smart, bro.
Oh, no, we're all smart.
Eh. Irving is smart. Josh?
We did it, G. We did it. Good job, y'all. Good job.
That was hella fun. Thank you guys for that. That was awesome. Are we the first to do something like that on the show?
You're mad that you lost. You're mad that you lost.
Good questions, too.
First of all, it was unfortunate that it got a little
off course. No, it wasn't unfortunate. He raised his hand.
Good questions, Jess. Honestly, that was really fun.
Even though I know Irvin probably knew what the answer was.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. Okay. I think he just has this fool can't see without his glasses.
No, you read it before. I couldn't even see it.
I have my glasses on, fool.
You wear glasses, too?
Yeah.
You don't wear contacts?
I can't see that.
You don't you wear contacts as well?
No, just glasses.
Just glasses?
Yeah.
But is there a reason why? Because I wear contacts, so I'm just kind of curious.
Well, my prescription isn't that high.
What is it?
I don't know it, but this fool needs glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm negative 1.5. So mine's not that bad either.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I might be similar.
Like around there, right?
Yeah.
Because people tell me, they're like, you don't need glasses, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I don't have my contacts on, I can't see.
Right. Mm. So, yeah, me too. Same. I'm in that, like,
it's not bad. Just,
But like, it makes me more comfortable. I don't know.
Yes. I agree.
I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, right here, I've been wanting to ask you guys. What's the most important thing people should know about you guys? The most important thing. Maybe people don't know about it. Maybe people do. But for the people that back at home, what's the most important thing people should know about you two?
I think I'd like to start off the answer by saying, like, I think at the end of the day, like, we would like for anybody to think of us as role models, as someone that is trying to create, you know, a movement and a space for people out there to think in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in the end of the day, like, I think, I don't know if you feel this way, Irvin, but I don't care too much about what people think. And that, I mean, more like in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
But for our supporters, you know, I'd like them to know that the reason why we're doing this is that, like, for us, you know, we're doing this for the little us, you know, and like the little me at 17 years old who had no idea what the heck college was going to be and what the heck I was going to do with my life. I want to make it clear that this is, like, who I'm doing it for. And for anybody else out there that is in that situation that doesn't really know what to do, it doesn't even have to be medicine, but just that, like, the reason why we created this platform in the end of the day is for anyone out there that doesn't know what they want to do, might not have an idea, or, like, doesn't believe they can do whatever they want to do, is for us to let them know, like, you can,
mm-hmm.
and there's a way.
Yeah, it's possible.
Like, for us to be in medical school, like, it's literally, it's essentially, like, and I'm not saying this, I'm not trying to show off or nothing, like, of course, like, please, but, like, this might be one of the hardest things to get into, like, ever in terms of education, you know, and if we can get into this space with our stories and be here and represent, anyone can do anything out there, and we really mean that from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Irvin?
Yeah, and I mean, I echo everything Alexis said, and especially, like, the whole, you know, we're doing this for our younger selves, right? Like, you know, earlier I talked about my status as DACA and how 15-year-old me wanted to drop out of high school, and, like, 15-year-old me could have seen me now get into medical school
with a
full ride scholarship, man, like, it would have meant the world to me.
Yeah.
You know? And I know there's a lot of people out there who might be having trouble like picturing themselves in a position, like whether it's medical school, whether it's a business owner, like whatever it is, you know, holding your own la plática, you know, imagine you like seeing yourself as a little kid being like, man, one day I'm gonna be this guy, you know, like really we're doing it for that. And yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, yeah, like, I mean, that's who we do it for. And I mean, we've gotten comments, like I remember one of our videos where I'm literally like in my scrub, like walking to the hospital with like my fitted cap, and someone's like, oh, I would never let this guy treat me, he looks too ghetto. And I'm like, you know what, like, but the, all those people who are like, man, like I see this guy and I'm like, man, I feel more comfortable just instantly. 100%. I mean, that's what we're doing it for.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Those people.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I was referring to earlier about like certain people thinking whatever they want of us, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, we want the best for them too. We'll treat anybody. Of course. Whoever walks into that hospital, yeah. You know, we're both going to take care of anybody, no matter how they look, how, whatever the case may be. And we're doing this for our raza and for our gente out there that, you know, need that representation, whatever that may be. And we're willing to take those hits, whatever the heck people have to say about us, about our culture, you know, we're here to take those hits too. And because at the end of the day, like, you know, we're proud of our culture. We're going to continue to be ourselves and we're going to also take our craft seriously. We're in medicine and we're professionals at the end of the day. And we're going to make sure that we do our part to take care of our patients in the future to the best of our ability. Yeah,
I love that.
Beautiful, man.
I love that. And you guys are, you guys definitely Thank you. Are.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I genuinely feel like you guys are trailblazers, man. Like what you guys are doing in the space and what you guys are bringing to the culture, it's never been done, bro. Like, I hope you guys really know that. Like, this mm-hmm. has not been touched before. The creating the relatability of who you guys are and being genuine and authentic within yourselves in a field that's so looked upon as like, I don't know, it's like this like higher tier, right? Yeah. Like you guys bring that to us and you make it common. So in so many aspects, and one of like letting people feel like they can do it, that's one aspect of it. And then two, like even going to the doctors, man, like people who are like
exactly,
you know right, like exactly. they don't have that comfortability of like exactly. feeling like they're understood or feeling like mm-hmm. maybe they don't represent themselves in a way that the doctor takes them serious. Exactly. Like you guys are going to create that space for those people.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to make sure that, you know, our future patients feel comfortable and yeah. sure, because that's a hard thing to do, right? Essentially, when you're in the well, not always, like you could go to a regular checkup, make sure you're taking care of your health, which I hope everyone out there is doing, you know, make sure you're getting your annual physicals, taking care of your health. That's important. But when someone goes to the emergency department or like is in the hospital, that's usually one of the worst days of their lives, right? They're yeah. going through something really bad, traumatic, whether yeah. it's a family member or whatever. And it makes it difficult when you can't like relate to whoever is taking care of you or just like imagine
yes.
someone walks in and is able to speak to you or your loved one in like their language, mm. like in Spanish. Like how much of a difference will that make?
Everything,
right?
Everything.
Just little things like that.
Immediately.
Like we're hoping to, you know, provide that. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get, as far as like learning the medical terms in like Spanish and stuff like that, like how do you guys go about that? Obviously, do you guys have to learn that on your own?
Yeah, you kind of do. Yeah, like
yeah. it's right? not really like, that's part, not of part of the, yeah.
Yeah, it's not yeah. part of the curriculum, but. Yeah. You kind of learn it.
It should be though, shouldn't it?
I agree. Yeah.
Especially here, you know, like in
especially in LA,
like LA yeah. County. We work at yeah. county hospitals, and when we've done like county hospital rotations, like man, like we're like the unicorn.
90%.
Like, Irvin, come here. Yeah.
No way.
Translate this for me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like go talk to this patient. Like he speaks Spanish. You know.
Damn.
It's crazy. And like you were saying, like Alexis was saying, like you know, some people do. You know, we encourage everyone to go get their health checkups, everything. But not everyone has that privilege, you know, and especially like that's what really ties me into emergency medicine is like mm. I come from my parents are undocumented. I'm undocumented. Mm. So a lot of times the time you do go see a doctor, it's when it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. like he said, this mm-hmm. could be the scariest day of your life, you know, and at the very least, you should have someone speak in your language.
Mm-hmm. So we did this thing where there's food in the comments.
Mm.
And they said, and they want to ask you guys, especially Irvin, as a current DACA recipient, you really be motivating me to pursue my medical career more and more. What advice you give other DACA students
Man, well, I mean, thank you for that comment. Honestly, that means a lot. You know, it means a lot. Like, that's why we started this, like we said earlier. But I guess my advice for you is, you know, just keep moving forward. You know, the most important thing is, like, you got to believe in yourself. There's going to be a lot of people out there who might not believe in you. But, you know, if you believe in yourself, you can really do anything. I really, really believe that. Like, I think you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to if you really, really, truly believe in yourself and you internalize those words.
Love that. I love that. And you're 100% correct. I have one more question before we end the podcast. And that is, how do you, somebody else wanted to, for you guys to answer this. How do you guys pay for school and afford to live while you're in medical school? So once again, how do you pay for school and afford to live while you're in medical school? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
So, like, obviously you guys are on scholarship and stuff, right? But like day-to-day stuff.
So yeah, we do get that asked a lot, actually. And it makes sense, right? Because like usually people go to school, like you work at the same time, things like that, and try to get the bills paid for. And in medical school, it's a little different. Like we're actually like expected not to work. Because it's so rigorous and it's so difficult, right? Like you should be giving your 100% full time to medical school.
Yeah, that, I mean, that makes sense.
Rigorous. So remember that word. Rigorous.
Big word podcast.
So it's like I'm sure, you know, some medical students out there work, but it's like pretty rare. And for us, you know, we're blessed and thankful to be on full ride scholarships. And what that means is we have our tuition paid for, which is, you know, already a large amount of money. Med school is kind of expensive, unfortunately. And also our living, we have like a living stipend. So we have, you know, a small little check to help us with our living expenses that kind of alleviates that burden of having to work outside of school.
When you say small little check, does that mean that it covers your living expenses? Yeah.
So it should be, yeah.
It's like, standardized to like everyone,
So it's like if you're...
Theoretically. I mean,
can we say it? Amount? Like, sure. So we get around $3,000 a month.
Per? Yeah, obviously per month. Yeah, per month. Yeah, okay.
And through that $3,000, that's kind of like supposed to cover your cost of living. So that's
just
like,
living? Is that like food as well?
Yeah. Like anything.
So that's not even that.
That's up to you. Like much, right? It's just here's $3,000.
Yeah, sure, it's not, but... You know that before you're going to move into anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, I need to find a spot that's like maybe a rack.
Yeah.
Or $1,500.
Right.
And then the rest is you do whatever you need with it, right?
Food, car, like whatever expenses you can think of, bills, like.
That's in that $3,000.
You know, eating. Like
that's, that's interesting.
Which is like, you know, really it's not that much.
You can make it work.
But we're super, super grateful because. Yeah. You know, we're not taking loans out.
Yeah, because you could have done that doing it yourself.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, and a lot of people do, right? They got to take out the loans and make it work.
Exactly. Yeah. And you got to, honestly, I'm actually putting together a video right now for YouTube about this, but like, you got to get creative on how to save money, like, or how to, you know, manage that money because it's $3,000. Like, you know, the average cost of a one bedroom here is like, what, like $2,500 or something?
Yeah,
like
easily, bro.
Yeah, easily. So you can't do that, right? Like, otherwise, you have like nothing left over. So.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys, your guys' honesty in that because I feel like a lot of people don't cut through the bullshit of it all. Like, you got $3,000, you got to make that work. Like, that's what it is. And some people don't have that option. Some people got to pull out loans.
Yeah.
And it is a grind, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a lot, but we're definitely thankful that we have that support.
100%.
It takes us $3,000 less in debt that we would have. And the other thing is, like, for Irvin's situation is a little different, again, being DACA and stuff, and he can get into that, but man, that's a whole nother thing on its own where being DACA, you don't qualify for federal loans. So essentially,
so if he didn't have the full ride.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I always knew that, like, when I was, you know, like, doing my research on how to get a medical school and stuff, I was like, damn, I can't go to medical school unless I have a full ride.
And that's
unheard of, to be honest. It's not like something really that, people get full ride. Like, you don't hear about that, to be honest.
Wow.
Like, the expectation is you're going to get $250,000 of loans and that's how you go to medical school. That's Or you're that rich that you can pay $100,000 a year to go to school or whatever.
So what did you guys do differently that earned you guys that full ride?
I mean, I don't know exactly what it was. to be honest, like the school kind of, and I didn't really, I don't know if it was like this for you, I'm sure it was, but like I didn't apply to the school or for the scholarship. Like right. I got a phone call and they said, hey, we really want you to go to UCLA. And we don't want finances to be a burden, so we're gonna cover like your entire cost.
That's beautiful, you know? Man. That's
that is incredible. Insane. That is a fucking fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah. No, unfortunately, it is really rare to get any full ride scholarship to a medical school. Like, unfortunately, like when I was applying, I was in a little bit of a different situation because I knew I qualified for loans and stuff. I was ready for that. I was ready for the $300,000, in debt. Because I was like, I want to be a doctor. I want to make, you know, I want to do that. I want to make the difference. And I think it'll be worth it in the end for me and my family, whatever, you know. And I was ready, like, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's going to happen. But then, yeah, I also got a phone call. And thankfully, I don't know what it is, because I think, and it's weird, like, we get this asked a lot, too. And it's weird, like, medical schools, usually, like, it's not, you don't apply to these scholarships. It's all merit-based. So it's like, the school is going to offer it to who they think they should offer it to.
Wow. It's like kind of win the lottery. Just random.
Pretty much.
Kind of random.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like a lot of these scholarships you don't apply for, you just kind of leave it all to the hands of whoever. And then, but yeah, thankfully, you know, whoever that was sitting down in any meeting, in any committee talking about this money mentioned us. And
you ever heard of these fools in medicine? We should get them in.
I mean, damn, that thankfully that created that. But you know, back then it was just like these fools, like, look, his story, this is what they've done. Beautiful. And man, for whatever reason, someone in that meeting said, you know, we should give them a full ride.
Shout out to them.
It's God too, man.
Straight up. And then I guess everyone agreed on it, and then we were offered it. So yeah, man, super thankful.
Does UCLA like know what you guys are doing outside of like medical school and stuff, like in the social media space? Are they aware? Have you guys like
they ever like, you've been in class and like, Urban and Alexis, please come to the office.
Principal needs to see your ass. Yeah.
They've done some articles about us.
At UCLA.
At UCLA.
They've recognized us already as the foods in medicine. And
like when you guys are in school, like do people like students or teachers or
get recognized on
professors,
campus?
Right? Because in college, I feel like no one's a teacher. They're professors.
Yeah.
Professors.
Do they ever come up to you and be like, hey, like keep doing what you're doing or anything like that? And then similar?
Yeah. Even in the hospitals too, like I we already know, like when we go to the hospital, like we're gonna get recognized. And so it happens a lot. So like people come up to us, which is kind of crazy, because sometimes it's like a whole like grown adult who's a doctor coming up to me being like, damn, are you the guy from Foods and Medicine? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And it's like, damn, like this is like a whole ass doctor.
Wow,
like,
that's like, amazing. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. That is amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Do you think that's going to help you guys, like once you guys graduate, to get like into a practice, like a recognizable practice potentially, right?
I would say so.
I would say so as well. I would hope so. Just in the fact that not like all what we're doing is like look at us, we're superstars and no. But like we hope to continue this movement as we're going on, and we hope to expand this and hopefully grow it bigger, whatever that, you know, creating our own health fairs in our communities in the future, being able to provide services for people and stuff. And and you know, we want to be in a situation where we are in that, but we'd also like to you know, explain that to other directors and other programs for our specialties that we want to go into. We want to be able to, you know, or we have to be able to articulate the fact that like what we're doing is to make an impact, and we're doing this to impact our communities. Yeah. And then hopefully they find that as an asset, you know, for, and help us in that similar goal and have that same mentality. So then that way we can be on the same page about it, because I think we'd both like to be in a program where we're on the same page about that.
100%. And just like people, you want people to be on the same page. There's going to be other people who are not about that. Right. They're like, I don't want this. I don't want that kind of attention over here.
Yeah.
So. It's crazy.
Wow.
As well, what an episode, man! What an episode!
I had an amazing time with Alexis and Irvin. Honestly, it's
likewise. Thank you, both of you. Thank you for this opportunity.
I hope everybody back at home enjoys the stories that were told.
Yeah,
enjoys the conversations that we had. This was a real, genuine conversation that the Josh Leyva and myself had with these two individuals who have been through a lot. Josh and myself are super proud of you guys. Es un orgullo conocerlos.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to see your guys' journey, to know what you guys are about in a year from now, 2 years from now, whether it be medically wise or social media wise.
They just become full-time influencers. Yeah, like doctors.
Like,
nah.
Like not only are you guys like studying to be or you know approaching to be doctors, but you guys are also on the social media side, which is insane.
It's a whole different world, obviously.
A whole different world, obviously, but it's still a lot of work.
It is. And we're hoping to make an impact in that aspect as well, you know, because another part that I don't think we touched too much upon, but you know, there are like medfluencers, which is what we're doing, right? So yeah. Influencers in
the space. Is that what they call them? Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Who's the main guy? There's like a main doctor guy. Dr. Mike. He's the shit. He's super dope, man. Yeah.
I mean, dude. I mean, shoot. It'd be crazy to get a half of what he's done now. Yeah. You know, at that point, but he definitely.
I honestly just feel like you guys can do that, man.
Is Dr. Mike the one that always reposts his tweets?
He's the sexiest doctor alive.
He's sexy, yeah. That's he's handsome, bro. He looks like he belongs in Grey's Anatomy. He's like, he's
really,
yeah. And he's just—I mean, he's like super intelligent. Yeah. He just happens to be hot. Yeah. That's what it is. That should be a tagline: super intelligent, who just happens to be hot.
We chopped it up with him one time.
Oh no way!
Yeah.
He, so he's recognized cool you guys. Shout and stuff like Dr. that. Mike. Oh shit, yeah. We got to get Dr. Mike on this podcast too. That'd be epic, bro.
He gave us some great advice and stuff, and you know, we really appreciate all the advice he gave us.
He's a cool guy then.
Is he based out in LA? Is he in LA?
I think New York.
Oh, New York? Yeah. Oh, okay. Bro, you got to get on Dr. Mike.
But we wanted to create like a medfluencer space for Latinos because there was none. You know, we grew up seeing like some medfluencers, but like, it's like cool. It was cool and all, but they weren't like us.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't look like us.
No.
They didn't, you know, and so.
It's different content too, honestly. It was way different. It's
different content.
Yeah.
So, it's like, oh, I wake up at 5, I do this.
Stay
do
in the
this,
life of that. A
And
med school student.
And a lot of times, honestly, I feel like it made me feel more out of place than it actually helped me.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, I don't dress up like that. I'm not showing up to class in a suit. Like, I'm not doing none of that. Like,
I mean, we're still showing up. Fly, firme. Don't get us wrong.
Firme.
But
no, I'm sure you guys are paving your own destiny.
Yeah.
And your own, you know, your own destiny for other people as well. Mm-hmm. Guys, just be straight up with you. I'm very proud of you guys, and I'm sure everybody else that follows you and the people that are related to you are as well. Mm-hmm. Keep on doing what you guys are doing. No, even though you guys are studying to be or you know approaching to be doctors or whatnot, at the end of the day, you guys are amazing people, and that's all that matters.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Josh and myself are extremely grateful for you guys to be here. I can't wait till I have kids because they're just gonna go to you guys and I don't gotta pay shit.
We got them.
right I'm totally joking. Ustedes son unos orgullos.
Yeah.
En serio.
Gracias.
And keep doing what you guys are doing. Simply, you guys are the fucking shit, man.
Gracias.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on the podcast, to be honest with you.
Man. Love that, man. Love that.
Number one Latino podcast in the world.
Hey, man.
Right. I never said it.
You can keep saying it, bro, because we're not going to say it.
I never said it. Alexis and Irvin.
I feel like sometimes Sebas and I do episodes, and I was kind of telling you guys this, like, we have fun doing our episodes, but these kind of episodes, man, these are like where our heart is at. Like really talking to people who have like a mission or are genuine or authentic and relate to people. This is what it's all about, man. And it's been a pleasure like knowing you guys. There's times we leave the podcast where we're like, okay, that was an amazing conversation. I feel like we built like a friendship that's like, it's going forever. Like we in this for life, yo.
I had an amazing time and I say that with the bottom of my heart. I had an amazing time.
Yeah, thank we had guys. A great time too. Like you know, everything, the conversation we had, we enjoyed it. We hope the people enjoy it, and playing the quiz was fun too.
Yeah,
y'all cheated by the way.
No, we didn't.
Nah.
Thank you so much, everybody, for watching La Platiquita. We have the Foods and Medicine today on episode 136. On the description down below, I'll let you guys know where to follow them. I'll link them down below. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Platiquita. These are your hosts, I, Sebas, and D, Josh Leyva. We have Alexis and Irvin. So make sure to follow them. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you guys, man. Honestly, I swear to God.
Thank you.
Platica.
Yes, sir. 137 on the way.
Subscribe. See
y'all. And follow these fools for real. Honestly, I know we tell you guys to follow people. Follow these guys. You guys want to keep up with their lives because they're going to do big
things. Even though they're already following them. Exactly. Even though they're already following them.
So I tell you what, unfollow them and then refollow them. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, damn, we no, actually gain followers.
More success to your guys' like doctor career. What is it? Doctorate? How do you say that? Medical career?
Yeah.
But also more success to just your social media career as well. And keep on doing what you guys are doing. Everybody sees it. Everybody sees it. And you guys are amazing people. Honestly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys were raised very, very well.
Love y'all, man.
Thank you, bro.
For real.
Love
yes, sir.
Yeah, love all you guys.
Love y'all.
Nos vemos. Ciao.
Hit a bomb, bro. Make it, end it on a banger.
Estás escuchando la platita.
Hit another one. Beautiful. Cut it. Beautiful episode, guys.
Thank you, guys.
You guys are amazing, bro. This was one of my most intimate. I was so intrigued.
It's a trick question. You ding-a-ling.